And a very good Friday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Ode to Pain podcast. It's Friday, April 5th. It's 2024. And the Joe Beningo Ode to Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company, by Anita Discount Tires, by DraftKings, and now our latest sponsor, and that, of course, is Manscaped. All right, a lot of things going on. Big day today in the sports world. Obviously, the baseball home opener for the Yankees, as they will play the Toronto Blue Jays this afternoon at Yankee Stadium. One of my all-time favorites, Marcus Stroman, on the mound for the Yankees today. They come home after that terrific road trip in Houston and Arizona. They go 6-1 on that road trip, and they come home really riding high as they will take on Toronto this afternoon at the stadium. The Mets finally win a game, and we'll get to them. They're coming off their brutal 1-5 start at home. Fortunately, they salvaged the second game of that doubleheader yesterday against the Tigers to finally get a win this season. They will be in Cincinnati over the weekend to play the Reds, a game you will not see tonight unless you have Apple TV. But this is a good night for the Mets to be on Apple TV because they are, you know, about number 6 or 7 in the pecking order of what you want to watch tonight. First of all, the Knicks coming off that big win, come from behind win last night over Sacramento, 120-109, as the Villanova threesome really carried the day last night between Brunson, Hart, and DiVincenzo. And they came from 21 down in the first half to knock off Sacramento and continue to keep themselves right in that mix in that 3-4-5 slot in the Eastern Conference. And they ended that three-game losing streak. The Knicks now 45-31 on the season. They will be in action tonight in Chicago against the Bulls. The Rangers tonight continue to try to win the President's Trophy as they lead the National Hockey League. Boston won last night. They got a one-point lead over them for the overall best record in the NHL. And Boston, I believe, beat Carolina. So the Rangers stay with that five-point lead in the division over the Carolina Hurricanes. They will play the Red Wings tonight in Detroit. Detroit battling for that last playoff spot with the Capitals and with the Islanders, who beat Columbus last night. And the Islanders right now are red hot. And it is not impossible to believe that we could see a Ranger-Islanders series in the first round of the playoffs. Actually, I would sign for that as a Ranger fan. As long as I'm not playing Tampa Bay, I'll take my chances against the Islanders, the Red Wings, the Capitals, any of those teams. The Rangers coming off that come-from-behind 4-3 win the other night against the Devils at the Garden with the fisticuffs right off the opening faceoff. And basically, probably, and very happily as a Ranger fan, probably put the final nail in the coffin of the Devils as far as any fantasy of them making the playoffs this year. And you got to feel pretty good about that. As we know what happened, who eliminated the Rangers last year from the playoffs, and that, of course, was the Devils in the first round. So you got the Knick game coming up tonight against the Bulls. You got the Rangers tonight against the Red Wings. But really, the main event tonight is the women's Final Four in college basketball. 7 o'clock, you got the first game between the undefeated South Carolina Lady Gamecocks, and they're going to play North Carolina State in game one. And in game two, the heavyweight matchup, really the big, the marquee event of the night. And that is Iowa-UConn in game two of the Final Four doubleheader. The two best players in college basketball, Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers, going head to head. And that should be a very, very interesting basketball game. Of course, Iowa coming off the win over LSU, avenging last year's loss to them in a national championship game. And, of course, UConn winning their game as well as they knocked off USC in the Elite Eight. So you got that coming up tonight. So it is a big, big sports night. And as I said, if ever there was a good night for the Mets to be on Apple TV, it's tonight. There's no doubt about it. Let me say this about the Mets, okay? Really. They get off to this 1-5 start, and I don't want to get too crazy about it. You know, it is only 6 games. There's only 156 more to play this year. So, yeah, my wife's laughing. So we don't want to get too crazy. But But here's the thing. I don't know what your expectation level of was the Mets was coming into the season with the Mets this year. You know, a lot of people think the Mets could make the playoffs. I mean, I don't see it. I don't see it. I'm sorry. I mean, you look at the guys they signed. I mean, just look at the. You talk about going on the cheap, and this is why I continue to say that the reason that Steve Cohen, by the way, Steve Cohen was sitting courtside last night at the Garden in the Knick game, sitting there with his Met hat on. I don't know if you checked that out or not. You know who else I saw in the crowd last night at the Garden? Stefan Marbury. How about that? When's the last time he was at the Garden? 2005? I mean, you know, remember he became a big star in China, Marbury, but that we did see Marbury at the Garden last night along with Steve Cohen. But look, Steve Cohen lost a lot of money. We talked about this. He's still paying Verlander's salary, still paying Scherzer's salary. No doubt about that. He's got $100 million luxury tax he has to pay. That's why he brought Stearns in here, to run the Mets like a small freaking market team. Give me a break. I don't want to hear anything else. That's the bottom line as far as I'm concerned. And just look at what they did. You know, they keep trying to sell us about the future and building up the farm system and all these guys, you know, Acuna and Gilbert and all these guys, Jet Williams and all these guys they got down in the farm system, right? That we're going to have sustained winning. How many years have we heard from the Mets having sustained winning? The only time this franchise ever had sustained winning was from 1984 to 1990. That was it. Where they had a winning record every year, where they won a World Series, where they, you know, they won 100 games a couple times, they won the division. If they would have had the playoff format they have now, the Mets would have been in the playoffs every year from 84 to 90. Outside of that run, that there's been no sustained winning. This team has never made the playoffs more than 2 years in a row, consecutively. They've never made it 3 years in a row in the history of the franchise. So this idea about sustained winning, I got to see it. You know, I'll believe it when I see it. And right now, this team is a small market team. Look at the guys they signed. Joey Wendell, really? I mean, come on. Harrison Bader, though he did break up the no-hitter yesterday in the second game. Big freaking deal, right? These are the guys they signed. Tyrone Taylor. I mean, I know the guy got a big hit, the game-winning hit yesterday in the second game of the doubleheader. But these are the guys they signed. Tell me how in the world did the Mets re-sign Adam Ottavino? Can you tell me what inspired them to bring this guy back, who is an absolute, you know, most relief pitchers stink to begin with, right? Most of them, not all. Obviously, Edwin Diaz is terrific. You know, there's some good ones out there, no doubt. But most relief pitchers, especially if they're not closers, are terrible. I mean, there's no other way to say it. That's why they're relief pitchers. And Adam Ottavino stinks. He stunk last year, and why they re-signed this guy, I have no idea. And, of course, he gave up the game-tying home run in the eighth inning of game one of this doubleheader against Detroit, which the Mets eventually blew in extra innings. You know, this guy Tompkin, whatever the hell his name is, this relief pitcher, he stinks too. I mean, come on. And the Met pitching really hasn't been terrible. You know, I mean, Jose Buto pitched a real good game yesterday in the second game of the doubleheader. You know, he definitely did. Hauser pitched a pretty good game in the first game of the doubleheader. Sean Manaea pitched a real good game the other night when he went six innings and gave up only one hit. He had a no-hitter for 5 2/3 innings. So overall, the starting pitching hasn't been bad. But they're not hitting. I mean, Brandon Nimmo, was he 1 for 24 to start the year? Francisco Lindor and his $30 million a year contract. And look, I never wanted Lindor to begin with. I didn't want to make that trade, you know, and then they paid him all this money, $300 million, $340 million, whatever, for 10 years, whatever the hell his contract is, something like that. And I've kind of really warmed up to him because he plays every day. I mean, the one thing you got to say about Lindor, okay, in a world where, you know, guys are looking for maintenance days and, you know, a reason to take a day off, Francisco Lindor plays every damn day. And I have tremendous respect for that. Because over the years of being a sports fan, it's, you know, finally, you know, you realize that the most important thing, the most important ability in sports is availability. And Lindor plays every day. In fact, he even showed up at Citi Field for a late afternoon game the morning his wife gave birth to their latest child. You know, who does that? Usually these guys are milking it for 10 days or whatever the hell it is on maternity leave, like they had the baby. I mean, but don't even get me started on all of that, you know. But anyway, whatever. But, you know, but I got tremendous respect for Lindor because he plays every day. But right now, I mean, he's off to a brutal start. He's striking out left and right. He looks terrible at the plate. And they need Lindor. Look, you figure Lindor's going to still wind up hitting his 265, 270, 30 homers, driving close to 100 runs, steal a bunch of bases and all that, and play terrific defense at shortstop. But a team like the Mets can't afford to get off to a bad start. They really can't. And Lindor, what is he, 1-for-25 or whatever the hell he is to start the year? So, you know, these guys got to start hitting. The only guys really hitting right now are Francisco Alvarez, who's off to a very good start, and Pete Alonso, who hit the home run yesterday with the Mets down 1-0 going to the bottom of the ninth inning and facing a six-game sweep to start the year, hit that home run to tie the game in the bottom of the ninth against the Tigers. And then, of course, Tyrone Taylor eventually getting the game-winning hit, and Detroit winds up winning that game 2-1. So, you know, Brett Beatty had walked. And then Marte, I believe it was, sacrificed him to second. And then Taylor got what proved to be the game-winning hit. And the Mets finally win a game and start the year 1-5. But, you know, these guys got to start hitting. And I've said this over and over and over again. You're a Met fan. Your biggest fear has to be that they are bad and they trade Alonso at the deadline. And that I will be, and every Met, I can only imagine, first of all, the fallout, the spin that Stearns and Cohen will try to give us if that happens. They cannot let Pete Alonso go.
There is no spin.
There is no spin. It's a screw job if it happens.
Yeah.
So,
big
you know, that's my biggest concern. And you know how I feel about that? They should have signed them already. You know, this guy better be a Met at the beginning of next year. So, we'll see, but they play the Cincinnati Reds. They open a three-game series in Cincinnati tonight. Then they go to Atlanta to play the Braves. And by the way, you see who the Mets signed? They signed Julio Teheran, the former Brave, who had some really good years in Atlanta as a starting pitcher. And remember, he used to kill the Mets. I mean, Teheran would kill the Mets when he pitched for the Braves. So we can only hope that if he winds up as I'm, you know, all over the place here, coughing my lungs out, whatever. Yeah, you know, I need like Manscaped for the lungs. But anyway, Manscaped for my throat, something like that.
Oh, God.
You could shave the inside of your throat.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine doing that.
No.
Anyway, where were we? I'm lost here. When we talk about the Mets, we are talking about the Mets, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. Julio Teheran. They signed him. And hopefully you're going to get something out of him. Remember, he was, like I said, he was a good pitcher for Atlanta a few years ago and would always give the Mets a lot of trouble when he pitched against them. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But it is only six games into the year. You don't want to get crazy. 1-5 start. Remember, the last time the Mets started 0-5 to start a season was back in 2005. That was Willie Randolph's first year as the Met manager. Remember, Pedro Martinez came to the Mets that year, lost that. Now, he didn't get the loss. Remember, he pitched great opening day against Cincinnati, and the bullpen wound up blowing the game. Was it Braden Looper, I think, that blew it in the ninth inning or the tenth inning, whatever it was that day? I forget. Anyway, Mets started 0-5 that year and actually wound up with a winning record. They wound up finishing 83-79 and then, of course, had that big year in 2006 when they won 97 games. Won the division, and of course it ended in flames in Game 7 against the Cardinals in the NLCS, Carlos Beltran looking at strike three. By the way, speaking of Carlos Beltran, who still remains the only guy that has not come back from the hosing of the whole Houston Astro cheating scandal nonsense, how do the Mets, you know, and I wasn't the biggest fan of Beltran, but he was a very, very good Met. There's no doubt about it. How did the Mets come up with the idea to give Tyrone Taylor, okay, Beltran's number 15? Can you tell me that? why did they do that? That makes no sense to me at all. But it's typical of the Mets, you know. Typical of the Mets. And by the way, next week they will finally, a week from Sunday, April 14th, the day after my wife's 49th birthday, they will finally retire Doc's number 16 at Citi Field. Long, long overdue. And of course, coming up on June 1st, they'll retire Darryl Strawberry's number 18 as well. All right, Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast. Let's get our myriad of sponsors in here now, man. We got sponsors out the wazoo now. We'll start off with the Hackensack Brewing Company. We'll let you know the next time we have our live podcast, probably sometime once the weather really breaks, and it's supposed to break next week, Monday, the day of the solar eclipse, everybody. Don't forget, mark it on your calendar. Supposed to be like in the mid-60s on Monday, and then I saw 71 on Tuesday. Come on! Get the golf clubs. Let's go! Ow! So the weather supposed to finally break after we had that lovely day. How bad was the weather Wednesday, right? Like, I'm shocked it didn't snow on Wednesday. I mean, it was cold Wednesday, you know? It's been chilly, high 40s, low 50s, but I mean, it was like cold Wednesday. And I, with the rain, and I couldn't believe we didn't get snow. They got snow in New England. I mean, how could anybody live in New England? Can you tell me that? Who the hell would want to live in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, or Vermont, or Maine? Tell me, who's raising their hand for that? What a disgrace. Anyway, we'll let you know the next time the live podcast at the Hackensack Brewing Company. And you know the story. It's located 10 minutes off the GW Bridge, 30 seconds off beautiful Route 4 in lovely Hackensack, New Jersey. Tap rooms open 4:30 to 10. Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Sunday, Saturday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack. See Mike Jones, see TJ, everybody over there, Andre, Herb, if he's still around. I haven't seen him in a while. But anyway, everybody over there, check out my Ode to Pain beer. TJ now has the Ode to Pain beer with the Nick packaging, and he did a beautiful job on this. He's actually got the spoke ceiling of Madison Square Garden as part of the label. It's really, really, really good. Check it out. Again, the Hackensack Brewing Company. We'll let you know the next time we have our live podcast. Of course, Anita Discount Tire was there yesterday to get an oil change. Saw my son Johnny, saw Ari, did a lot of talking with him about a lot of things, the state of the world as we generally do. Go see Rob as well over there, the whole group there. You need work done on your car, you need an oil change, you need tires, you need your car inspected, whatever you need, go see Johnny and Ari at the Anita Discount Tire in Rivervale, New Jersey, on Westwood Avenue in Rivervale. And of course, let's not forget the DraftKings. You want to bet on anything? There's a lot of things to bet on. I mean, you know, like I said, you got baseball tonight to bet on. You got the Knicks to bet on tonight, the Rangers to bet on, the Women's Final Four, just a lot of stuff to bet on. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code ODEPAIN. New customers get $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook. You know the deal. If you got a gambling problem, I should say, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net. If you live in New York, and I feel sorry for you if you do, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Check it out, DraftKings. And last but not least, our latest sponsor, Manscaped. I'm telling you, man, a Manscaped, you know, you gotta love it. Now, look, guys, quick heads up from the grooming front lines. Shaving the jewels, the family jewels, and, you know, they're very precious, those freaking family jewels. Doesn't have to be a risky business anymore. Just ask me the time I cut them. And I'm shocked how many guys... I've talked to a bunch of guys that have actually done what I did and actually clipped their nuts. I mean, that's unbelievable. Thanks to our friends at Manscaped and their Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, you can forget about nicking your bits. You know what I mean? The trimmer is all about keeping things smooth and safe so you can trim with confidence. Fancy a stress-free shave and some savings. Head over to manscaped.com, snag 20% off plus free shipping with the code OTHEPAIN. With Manscaped, it's easy grooming with no surprises. Now, I've mentioned it. I've had some problems in the past. I don't know if you've checked out my video commercial, video spot I do for them. don't know, it's on Instagram, wherever it is. And I talk about the this massive scissor I was using. And one day we had a little problem. And I had to quickly make sure everything was in working order. I said to Terry, let's go. We got to find out if everything is good to go here. But so I had a little issue with that. Now, every guy gets the heebie-jeebies when it comes for a close shave down under, right? The men down under, especially when using the wrong tools. And that's precisely why Manscaped is the way to go for those delicate spots. Meet the star of the show, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. I mean, this thing is, you know, this gets the job done. The fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin shave blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. Oh, I don't want to go that smooth, but nevertheless, with dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. You worried you're going to make a mess? Don't worry about it, you know? Like, you don't have to do it outside, so you don't have to worry about cleaning it up. This bad boy is waterproof, making every trim waterproof. You can shave in the shower, in the bath, anywhere you want. You can do it in the ocean. Could you imagine shaving in the ocean like that? Pulling the schlons out in the ocean and doing this with the salt water probably isn't too bad. Now, I love it because it comes with a compact case. You can take it everywhere you go. Trust me, this trimmer will be your crown jewel. It's like, it'll be like your next best friend. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code OTAPAIN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code OTAPAIN at manscaped.com. Show your balls some love and feel free as a dove, and she'll like it too. All right. Beningo, the OTAPAIN podcast. Couple things. Now, we found out yesterday that Julius Randle is out for the year. Now, if you're a Knicks fan, I mean, you know, this is not, you know, this is like saying, you know, the bear shits in the woods. I mean, who was surprised that Julius Randle, as far as I'm concerned, when Julius Randle, I believe it was January 27th, when he went down with that shoulder injury against the Miami Heat, right? When he got hurt, you knew he was done. And then when he made the statement, like a week or so or 2 weeks after he got the injury, and he basically said he's not coming back at all this year if it's going to threaten his career, you knew he wasn't coming back. So Randle officially done for the year. Now we got to find out about OG Anunoby. I mean, you know, this guy makes me crazy, right? The Knicks go out, they trade Barrett and quickly for this guy. They get him, and immediately the Knicks go on this crazy run. They go 15-2 with Anunoby, and, you know, Randle was healthy at the time as well. Everybody's talking about, you know, we could get to the finals, you know, we could beat the Celtics, yada, yada, big run in the playoffs, all that nonsense. And now Anunoby is still hurt. He came back for a couple games on that road trip of last week, and then we haven't seen on a West Coast trip, and we haven't seen him since. He played two games, and now he hasn't played again. So is this guy ever going to play? You know, if they have him healthy, I could see them making a serious run in the playoffs. Now, I can't see him beating the Celtics. You know, I can't see him getting to an NBA Finals. But I could at least see, maybe they can win a couple rounds, you know? I think as the team is now, they could probably win a round in the playoffs. I don't know if they can go any farther than that. You know, they do play hard. They play defense. You can't be more hard-nosed than Jalen Brunson. By the way, does anybody get more hosed than this guy? Did you hear Thibodeau the other day? After the game where they lost, where Brunson against Oklahoma City, where Brunson got that foul late when he made with the shot that put him ahead in the closing seconds, and it clearly was fouled. And then the league even came back and said it wasn't a foul. Give me a break, please. And Thibodeau in the press conference says, they asked him about how they defend Jalen Brunson, and he said he was fouled. He gets fouled. He said it like 14 times in a row that he gets fouled, something like that. And that's the bottom line. Brunson gets fouled all the time. You know, he gets knocked down more than any, like he plays in the NFL, he gets knocked down so freaking much. No, it's unbelievable. But look, the Knicks, New York gets no respect. I mean, I've said this a million times. There is no respect. The New York teams always get the short end of the shaft when it comes to, like, any kind of awards, when it comes to anything. So I don't even get me started on that. But Anyway, but there's no doubt about it. I mean, Jalen Brunson gets knocked to the floor more than any player in the league, and they don't protect him whatsoever. It's really, really ridiculous. And this guy's become one of the best players in the league. Let's be honest. He's clearly a superstar now. But whatever. Knicks at 45-31 on the year. And still, I believe, right there, you know, that 3, 4, 5 slots in the Eastern Conference, really, still, they could wind up any of those three. So we'll see what happens. They ended that 3-game losing streak. I mentioned it. The Villanova 3 had big games last night. 35 for Brunson. Josh Harden, what a tremendous player he is. He just missed another triple-double. He had 31 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists. Dante DiVincenzo, who's become a three-point shooting machine, had 21 points. Had a big game. I think it was 5 of 9 from three-point range, something like that. And so they got the job done last night as they win that game against the Sacramento Kings and came from 21 down to do it. But if they're going to make a big run in the playoffs, we know Randle's not going to be there now. They really need OG Anunoby. There's no question about that. So we'll see what happens as we go forward with that. By the way, I mentioned the Rangers play tonight against the Red Wings as they continue to try to get that President's Cup and the number one seed overall in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And let me just say this, too. One last thing about this. Tampa Bay, they are red hot. Are you watching what the Tampa Bay Lightning are doing? And I'm telling you right now, that's why it is so imperative to me that the Rangers, I understand the jinx with the President's Cup, but I mentioned this. Remember, the year they won the Cup 30 years ago, they won the President's Cup that year too. So I want them to win it. I don't want to play Tampa Bay. I'll take my chances with the Islanders, with the Red Wings, with the Capitals, whoever that team might be that gets that final spot in the playoffs in the wild card in the National Hockey League. So big game for them tonight as they go into Detroit, a game the Red Wings really need as they battle for that final playoff spot. So we'll see whether Shesterkin or a quick plays tonight. But that was a good win the other night against the Devils. And as I said earlier, probably put the final nail in the coffin as far as any fantasy for the New Jersey Devils making the playoffs this year. And the Rangers, by the way, swept the season series against the Devils. A little payback for getting knocked out of the playoffs by them last year with that terrible first-round 7-game series loss where the Rangers were up 2-0, winning both games in Newark, and then wound up collapsing after that. But, again, they'll be in Detroit tonight to play the Red Wings. And, coming off that crazy night with the brawls with the Devils, we'll see if Rempe is in the lineup tonight or not for the Rangers. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the main event tonight, the women's Final Four. Let's be honest. The women's NCAA tournament has been much more compelling than the men. Now, the men's Final Four is Saturday night. UConn, Alabama. And, that's the second game. The first game is North Carolina State against Purdue. And I really hope Purdue and UConn, look, I don't see how UConn's not winning at all. But I think the only team that can give UConn a game is Purdue. You know, Zach Edey against Donovan Clingan and all of that. So hopefully Purdue wins their game. I don't think anybody's beating UConn, but maybe Purdue could give them a game. We'll see. The Final Four tomorrow night, that's in Phoenix. But the women play tonight, as I said, the main event tonight, South Carolina, North Carolina State in the first game, South Carolina undefeated, trying to win. Remember last year, South Carolina was undefeated as well going into the Final Four and lost in the Final Four to Iowa. So how much would you want to see Iowa, South Carolina in the championship game? But the main event tonight is UConn and Iowa, the two best players in women's college basketball, Paige Beckers of UConn against the great Caitlin Clark, coming off that 41-point performance in the regional final as she knocked off Angel Reese and LSU, avenging last year's loss to them in a national championship game. By the way, Angel Reese will be going pro to the WNBA. And I wish she would have stayed another year. I mean, you might not like her, but she adds something to me. She brings something to the college game, but she's too busy worrying about her modeling career anyway. But, whatever. But check it out tonight, the main event, 9:30. UConn women the Iowa women should be terrific. Everybody have a great weekend. All the love. Check out my show on The Fan tomorrow at 10. I'll talk to you.